This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Niger's capital was calm on Sunday, with citizens appearing undaunted by the threat of military intervention by West Africa's regional bloc as its ultimatum for the country's coup leaders to reinstate the president expires. There were sporadic displays of support for, but no signs of, opposition to the junta on Niamey's streets. They have said it will not cave in to external pressure to stand down following the July 26th power grab. The seventh coup in West and Central Africa in 3 years has rocked the Western Sahel region. Russian airstrikes hit a blood transfusion center in a town in eastern Kharkiv region late Saturday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Zelensky reported on his Telegram social media channel, "There are dead and wounded." Kupiansk is a railway hub within 16 kilometers of the front lines. Zelensky said rescue workers were extinguishing a fire at the scene and described the strike as a war crime. He did not say how many people were killed or wounded. Russia denies deliberately targeting civilians in its full-scale invasion that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions, and destroyed cities. The president's report could not be independently verified. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Moscow said on Sunday that weekend talks in Saudi Arabia, including the U.S., China, and India, aiming to establish principles for a peaceful end to Russia's war in Ukraine, were a doomed Western attempt to align the global South behind Kyiv. Senior officials from some 40 countries were attending the two-day meeting, part of a push by Ukraine to build support beyond its core Western backers among countries that have not taken a side in the conflict. Russia was not invited. For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our app. This is VOA News. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has spent the night in a high-security prison after he was arrested at his home. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A court handed Khan a 3-year jail sentence Saturday for corruption, a development that could end his future in politics. The prison is notorious for its harsh conditions, and Khan's arrival has triggered even tighter security. In addition to armed guards and watchtowers and perimeter walls, barriers were erected and roads blocked to keep people away. Police have instructed locals not to allow the media onto their rooftops to stop photographs and videos from leaking. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A shooting in the U.S. state of Florida put two officers in the hospital. At a news conference, a police official in the city of Orlando said SWAT team members killed the suspected gunman in a hotel shootout.
The SWAT team responded to the hotel at 6 a.m. and was able to safely evacuate the hotel. The suspect barricaded himself in a room. Several attempts to get the suspect to surrender were made and refused to give up. At 8:58, the suspect shot at our SWAT officers multiple times. SWAT officers returned fire, striking the suspect
and killing him. That sound courtesy WFTV. Pope Francis in Portugal announces the next World Youth Day will return to Asia in 2027, as he urges young people not to be afraid. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Pope wrapped up World Youth Day in Portugal with a massive open-air mass, telling the crowd in his native Spanish the Catholic Church needs them. 1.5 million pilgrims, many who camped out overnight on the Lisbon field, were there, including Ruben Marquise.
It's good to see that the church can gather all these people together.
News that Seoul, South Korea would host the next World Youth Day for the first time in 3 decades was a reflection of the continent's increasing importance to the Catholic Church. I'm Julie Walker.
A spot in the last 16 was on the line in the Women's World Cup in Melbourne between Sweden and the United States. It went to penalty kicks, only the fourth time that's happened for the U.S. women's team, and they lost 5-4 on penalty kicks. It was tied after regulation and after extra time. The winner, Sweden, will play Japan in the quarterfinals in Auckland next Friday. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.